Cassidy, can I ask you a very personal question?
Sure.
As a woman who's dealt with sexual assault and sexual abuse in your life.
No abuse. I've not been abused.
Okay. No. Sexual assault. Yes. How do you feel about this Taylor Swift case against David Mueller, the former Denver DJ?
Gosh, you know, I know him. So when I first heard it, I thought there's no way he could do this because he helped me get like my first big radio job as a co-host. And then you start to read the stories. You see that she's only countersuing for a dollar. You look at the pictures and
she's only there to prove a point, basically.
Yeah. And I just realized that not every person, just because you know them and they seem nice at the time, is incapable of doing something like this. And
do you think he was doing it as a stunt and then he just basically got caught up in it?
I have no opinion on that. I have no idea what motivates someone to do something like that. But I think for the people saying, you know, how could she be sure it was him? As someone who's been sexually assaulted, we know who did it. There's never any doubt in a woman's mind. So I'm Team Taylor. For the first time in my life, I've never been like a big fan of hers or anything like that. But I believe that.
I like that she's speaking out against what happened to her to be a voice for the people who haven't been able to speak out and haven't been given that opportunity. We're joined with Kevin Frazier of Entertainment Tonight. Kevin has had his finger on the pulse of this for quite some time. Kevin, where's everything stand?
The whole thing is preposterous because if you think about this, Mr. Mueller is debating whether his hand was under her dress or over her dress, but either way, it was a place it shouldn't have been.
Right.
And think about that. That's
for longer time than it should have. Like, really, if it was an accident and he just brushed it, that's different.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right, yeah, like, I'm apologizing.
Yeah.
Speaking of the picture, you know, everyone has seen it now. Do you think that is enough? Because that seems to be the big key piece of evidence.
I think that's one of the pieces of evidence along with the eyewitness account. Taylor's mom is first, but there are still 3 to 4 more other people who are going to take the stand and tell what they saw. They're expecting the bodyguard. They expect the photographer to take the stand and her personal assistant from the source I have talked to who was there. It's damning against this DJ. Wow.
The roughest situation of this, though, is because of all those eyewitness accounts, you have to remember, bodyguard works for her.
Right, well, that's why
photographer works for her. Exactly. But yeah.
I know that the bodyguard does not work for her any longer. Not all those people are still employed by her.
Not employed by her, but at the time they were working for her. So you never know how that's going to go and how that weighs
in the mind of the jury.
Yeah,
exactly.
Imagine if you are the bodyguard for Taylor Swift, and then you are no longer employed by her. She has moved on. There could be a few hard feelings there, but what I know that these people are doing is they're telling the truth.
We will continue to watch this case very closely. Our thanks to Kevin Frazier on ET Entertainment Tonight. You can catch it on KMOV every night at 6:30. Thank you very much, Kevin. We appreciate your time, brother.
Anytime. You know how to call.